I want to play Fortnite.
This part's a boss fight.
Headset, baby.
Is it my turn to play yet?
One!
Oh, we lost again.
You messed it up.
Go left, not right.
It was an accident.
It's okay, kids.
Yeah, GG.
And you're back to another episode of the Gamer Parents Podcast. My name is Joanne, and I'm joined by my wonderful and amazing husband, Kevin.
Hey, everyone.
This is episode 109, and if this is your first time here, Kevin and I, we're gamers who parent. We have two kids, 4 and 6 year olds. And we are parents who game. So this is where we share everything about our life in gaming and in parenting. So to kick things off, we usually like to talk about how our week's been going. But instead of throwing the mic at you, gently passing the mic over, I mean.
Sounds violent. Throwing the mic at someone.
I just want to go first and say that this week, as we mentioned in the previous episode, we just got back from vacation and we are just trying to readjust to the Central Standard Time.
Yeah, just been catching up, getting back settled in after being away.
Mm-hmm. Getting into the routine of waking up early, bringing the kids to school, and even unpacking through the week, one suitcase at a time.
Yeah, I don't know if we mentioned it, but the day we got back, we didn't like get home till like after 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of had like a late dinner.
Yeah.
And then I think it was like after 10:30 by the time the kids went to sleep.
Yeah.
And then it was a school day the next day. So we started off the week kind of rough.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a long one for sure.
Yeah. I feel like it was just a blur going through the week. And unfortunately, one of the school days was Dapper Day.
Which I had never heard of, by the way. So yeah. I don't know if that's a normal thing everywhere or if that's going to be new for people.
Well, it's actually the school's first Dapper Day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think it's a new thing they just want to try out to boost kids' confidence where you dress dapper.
Yes, which I also don't even know what that means until like this week.
Yeah, dapper up for the occasion, you know? And
it means to like wear something more formal or fancy, right? Or like
yeah.
Dress for success.
Kinda. And yeah, that meant that we had to wake Dylan, our 6-year-old, up extra early on Dapper Day while still being jet lagged, sort of, from our vacation to, you know, suit him up with the bow tie and shirt and vest.
He did look snazzy though.
Yeah. And yeah, it was nice to see all the kids dress up at school. Well, not all, most of them. Mostly the girls, of course.
And he still came back with his bow tie. I was worried he would somehow lose it.
Yeah, that's true. Or the vest. But pretty much that was during the school week, right?
Like, yep. Other than that, it was pretty much just maintain, you know, get us and the kids through the week.
Stay alive, survival mode.
Basically, make it to the weekend.
Exactly. But I did do something fun with Faith, though, like after school.
Do tell.
Yeah, so Faith goes to preschool, obviously. And her preschool finishes at lunchtime because it's a half day thing. So I have like extra few hours alone with her to spend some time before Dylan gets home. And we decided that we'll make this like obstacle course or something that's basically floor is lava. But we had a special course set out for it. We use the alphabet mats, you know, those like jigsaw puzzle looking mats, right?
Yeah.
And we laid it out so they could jump from mat to mat. And then the tile is lava, obviously. So you have to stay on the mat and then we'll put it like going up the slide or going through the yoga mat.
Mm-hmm.
Or even that tube what do you call that? That they could crawl in. The one that's like,
yeah, like that colorful,
yeah, expendable tube, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it was kind of cute to see her get all hype up for that because she does not like watching Floor is Lava. She would literally cry if we turned Floor is Lava on Netflix.
That's right. I forgot she didn't like that.
Yeah, she would make such a big deal about it.
Even though it's not real lava.
I know. It's like the stress is too much on her.
That's a really good show, by the way. If you like that kind of stuff, check it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we go based off that. And the reward was the candy at the end. So like, I'll put some of their favorite candy at the end of the course, obstacle course. So they would have to work together. At first, they thought it was a race. And I'm like, nope, it's not a race. You guys got to help each other because Faith's legs are only like certain length, you know. So Dylan has to hold her to pull her across and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, before Dylan gets back, we set up the course. And when he comes home, he's surprised by that and gets a treat at the end of the course. So that was pretty fun. We did that for like a couple days while you were working.
Okay, cool.
What about you? Do you do anything fun with the kids?
So, yes, this weekend we had a soccer game for Dylan, which was the first one of this season that he got to play in.
Oh, yeah.
We missed the first two games because we were traveling, but now that we're back, this was his first one with like his new current team.
Yeah.
And last week they won, even though we weren't there.
Mm-hmm.
This week we tied the other team, so I'll take that.
Yeah.
I know last season we lost a lot of games, so a win and then a tie is pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, we're happy with that.
I think last season we barely had any score at all.
Yeah, like, this team's definitely better. I feel like some of the kids are actually pretty good compared to probably the team last year. I think we're overall a better team, and Dylan's gotten better too.
Definitely saw some improvement. I mean, I wasn't there at the game, but I saw him during practice and I thought he did so well.
Yeah, he's getting better, obviously, as he should. And I do definitely want to practice with him more, especially as the weather's cooling down a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
It's still like low 90s here.
Yep, and less humidity too.
Yeah, so. But it'll start cooling off a lot faster now that we're finally in October.
I know. Speaking of October, it's the spooky season. Woo!
Mm-hmm. And we did watch some spooky movies.
Yeah.
Kind of. We watched The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
Which I think was my first time ever watching it.
What? Really? I thought you've watched it when you were younger.
No. I mean, I don't ever remember watching it when I was younger. And now that I've watched it, I don't know if I would have liked it when I was younger. I probably wouldn't have.
Yeah. I mean, fair point. It's not exactly the kind of shows that we're used to, you know? It's Tim Burton. So, you know, he's very well known for making really interesting movies or stories. I remember watching it when I was younger and not really like liking it, but I remember I really liked Sally, and even watching it this time around, I still like Sally.
Yeah, it was okay. Like, I'm glad we watched it, and now, like, I have that piece of pop culture knowledge. Like, because I feel like The Nightmare Before Christmas has always been kind of like a cult classic. Mm-hmm. Like, people either really like it or they don't.
Yeah.
And, you know, it comes up pretty often because it's well known enough. And, like, I wouldn't really know. Like, I'd recognize a couple of the characters just because people talk about it, and it's a pretty well-known movie, but like, I don't really know what it was about or anything like that. Now I do, so I feel like I finally have that bit of knowledge. I'll know what people are talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I don't know how, I don't really care for like the stop-motion style movies.
Mm.
I mean, it's pretty cool to see like what they can do with it, but not really my favorite.
Yeah, I mean, I can see a lot of people not really liking that, you know? But I know how much work gets put into doing that, so kind of appreciate it for that.
Yeah, it was also somewhat, like, not spooky in, like, sounds or what they're saying or anything, but the characters look pretty scary.
Yeah.
And I was surprised, like, both our kids were, like, totally fine. I was kind of waiting for Faith to be like, oh, I don't want to watch this. This is like too scary. I don't like those characters. But she was like, oh, I like that one.
Yeah.
Even like the ones that I'm like, what? Like, why? And she was like, oh, I love this one. Like,
yep.
I was like, okay. She seems to be liking it. Like, let's just go with it.
Yeah, it has always been like something I wanted to introduce the kids to for October, like sort of this mild, cutesy culture of spookiness, you know? Not too horror, obviously. But
yeah, and you like Halloween stuff anyways.
Yeah, so. But I mean, I like horror, but I don't want them to watch. They're too young for that, you know? All that gore. But this cute kind of things I want to introduce. And they're at that age where they could actually appreciate movies and without getting like freaked out over ghosts or stuff like that. So I'm glad that I introduced this to them. And another interesting one that they watched with us this week is Hotel Transylvania, which I watched long time ago and always liked the Hotel Transylvania movies in general.
Are there two of them or three?
Three or four, I thought.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's a lot. It's almost like the Minions kind of, you know?
See, it kind of feels that way.
Yeah. So they watched the first one this week and they also really liked that. Because that's also quite creepy, right? With all how the monsters look. But they just sound funny. It's almost like Shrek, like funny.
Well, I think they look more funny than, you know, the way that's more animated and not like real and grotesque, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not surprised that one doesn't scare them. I think they like that a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But it was my first time watching the first Hotel Transylvania. Because I think I started with the second one and like I didn't really know like what was going on. Like obviously there were some important things in the first one that I totally missed. So I think you had to like fill me in on.
Yeah.
So I had never seen this one at all.
And the kids love it, obviously. And throughout this month, they'll be watching the other Hotel Transylvania.
Probably. I want to catch 3 and/or 4 if there is one. But I remember the second one pretty well. So it would be cool to see the others.
Mm-hmm.
What else did you watch this week?
I know, we were on survival mode, so obviously trying to watch. So having the kids sit down and watch a movie is pretty much the best choice.
We did a lot of that.
Yeah.
Because it was low energy requirements and kind of kept the kids busy for a little bit.
Yeah. So another movie I watched, which just came on Disney Plus end of last month while we were away.
Yeah, this is recent.
Is Inside Out 2, which we watch in the movies, and we spoke about that in some of the previous episodes.
Yes.
And it's so funny, like, Dylan actually related to some parts this time, and that is when she had to move schools. I mean, when she found out that her friends were going to different high schools, and Dylan was like, oh, that's how I feel when I found out some of my friends were not going into the same kindergarten as I. And then I was like, oh, because when we watched it, he was still in pre-K.
Yeah.
So he actually like relate to that moment, you know? And I told him, well, you make a lot of new friends now. And there's a couple from your previous class that's still there. Not
and he
all.
Still sees some at their birthday parties and some go to his birthday party.
But he felt it for a moment there. And that's exactly what I expect from him or Faith as they grow up and they rewatch this movie. They could actually like understand their own emotions better. Because obviously when they're younger, they just go through the basic, right? Like the ones that we see in the first one. And then when they go to a more complex kind of emotions as they grow older, they'll rewatch this movie and understand it better. And I had to explain sarcasm to Dylan, but I just couldn't. That was funny. So, yeah, Inside Out 2 is back. Didn't cry this time when I watched it, but I did feel like it pulling on the heartstrings still.
I'm curious if they're going to make more of them. And if they do, what emotions are going to be in future Inside Outs.
I don't know how far or deep they could go with this.
Yeah, right. I know. Because you mentioned Dylan watching it later on when he's older. And I just wonder if there's more, how many of them there's going to be for him to watch.
That is true. But yeah, that's about the three movies we watched this week.
Yeah, that's all that we watched. Well, except for we did watch a few Toy Story shorts.
Oh yeah, the shorts.
Short movies or whatever that were like, I don't know, 10 to 20 minutes long, which those were kind of cool. I like the Toy Story, you know, production, and they're always well made. The movies are, and the shorts were pretty cool too. I didn't even know there were so many of them. I only watched like two, and I saw there was at least like 4 or 5 more. that we haven't seen.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll watch those at some point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But those are pretty short. Let's see if that we watched this week. We did this weekend end up going to just a local pizza buffet chain.
Yeah.
We don't go to that often, but every once in a while. And it's cool because, well, one, it's all you can eat pizza and a bunch of other stuff.
Pizza, soup, salads, and dessert.
And I get my money's worth, that's for sure.
Uh-huh.
But they also have like an arcade there.
Which obviously attract the kids.
Yeah, which the kids love. So when they're done eating, they get to go hang out in the arcade for a while and play. So you were with them there for mm-hmm. the most part.
Yeah.
So what was going on in there?
They wanted to try like almost every game. We did a fishing game. We did... You know, what's that thing that hit the mall? Whack-a-mole.
Kind of like whack-a-mole?
Yeah.
But it was Angry Birds?
But it was Angry Birds, yeah. Okay. We were whacking the pig from Angry okay. Birds.
Yeah, because in Angry Birds, you're supposed to, like, destroy the pigs, because yeah. it's, like, birds against pigs. Except it's not whack-a-mole normally.
I know, right?
Like, in the game and stuff, it's a lot different than that.
That's why.
So that's an unusual adaptation, but okay, sure.
And then we did the Wheel of Fortune, and then...
It's a weird game to have in a kid's arcade.
And then we played, you kind of launch a guy and see which building he lands to get the ticket.
Okay. That seems more like Angry Birds than Whack-A-Mole.
I know. Yeah. And then there's Halo.
Ooh, yes. That one looked really cool.
It's like in a, like a box and the shooting where there's two seats. And
yeah, it's like what you would see like at like a Dave & Buster's or something like that.
Yeah.
It's like a full-on, you know, arcade machine where you like sit on a bench inside and yeah. it's all
like enclosed. Like a capsule. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Enclosed capsule.
And it has like the big two mounted guns,
mm-hmm.
right? And you're like shooting all the bad guys on the screen.
Yes. But the cute part...
You tell the story.
No. Go ahead to explain what kind of game it was. But it was cool because I've played Halo with you, right?
Yep.
On a computer. And this is kind of like similar.
Did you get motion sickness this time too?
No. I did not get motion sickness, did I?
Yeah, from the Warthog, remember?
Oh, yeah. Whenever you drive, it's different. Yeah. But this one was funny because you're walking. And so Dylan had his own gun and Faith has her own. Dylan's more like careful. He didn't want to waste bullets, so he's always like looking, trying to aim and shoot correctly. Faith is just going just
hold the trigger down.
Yeah, just hold the trigger down, and I am the one reloading for her. She's not even aiming, she's just shooting everywhere.
Yeah.
It's so funny to see how different these two are. But yeah, they were.
Dylan's going to be the kind of gamer that finishes the game with like his inventory full of consumable items
just
that he
like
never
you.
Used because he was saving them for later.
Yeah, yeah. That's you. And Faith is like, I don't care as long as I just shoot everything out yeah. of the way. But there was this little like 1 or 2 year old toddler just running around in that arcade with us.
It's crazy how much fun little kids have in arcades like without spending any money. Right? Because they just try to use everything, like, without actually using it.
Yeah.
Or, like, playing it.
Yeah, but...
Using credits or whatever.
But this was a kid without any guardian.
No supervision.
Yeah, no supervision. And he had his eyes locked on Dylan and Faith. Wherever they go, he would follow them and...
those games are working because someone's paying for the...
Exactly. And the he would just go and press buttons. And Dylan was so angry because Dylan was playing the whack-a-mole. And that baby or that kid, whatever, just grabbed the hammer, snatch it from Dylan and start whacking.
Yeah.
And Dylan was so upset. And he didn't like even want to snatch it back because...
Well, he's probably like kind of shocked.
Yeah.
He was like, I don't know this kid.
Yeah, the audacity.
Like, what do I do?
I know. And he runs to me and I'm like looking around. Where is the parent? Like there was no one watching that kid. And I don't like telling other kids, like, excuse me, you know, all that.
Yeah.
Plus,
I would. If I was there, I'd be like, hey, I'd walk out and be like, who's the parent? whose kid is this?
Yeah. So anyways, his siblings like rush in. I think they're just like first or second graders maybe.
Yeah.
And they just like pull him away, but the game's over, you know? Uh-huh. So Dylan was upset at that. And then I said, it's okay, it won't happen again. And when Faith was playing the Wheel of Fortune, this kid ran up and spin the wheel the other way that she was spinning it. So they were just like pulling on the wheel trying to... It It was just so funny to watch her so mad. And when they were playing Halo, that kid went in, sat between them, and started pressing buttons. So when the sibling came to pull that kid out, Faith was like already ushering that kid out as well.
Yeah.
And even when they were getting their prizes, so you pay using your tickets and it comes out from like that egg machine, you know?
Yeah, whatever you select for your prize comes out.
Yeah, it comes out from the bottom.
A vending machine.
Yeah, like a vending machine. And that kid went in there and just grabbed it like in front of our kids, even though it was their gift. So Faith smacked his hand and Dylan snatched it back, you know, like not hard, but just enough for him to let go of the toy.
Yeah.
And she said, like, that's not yours. Give it back.
Yeah.
But it was just so funny. Like, the whole time in the arcade, they have this beef with this kid.
Yeah. Then this, like, they're like the only people in the arcade.
I know.
Right? Like, all the other machines were unused, but this poor kid's probably the only way he gets to play anything is... leeching off of other people's games.
Yeah, I saw the mom sitting like out there enjoying her money's worth of pizza.
Yeah.
Totally unbothered by whatever her kid's doing in there. So, yeah. But
keep an eye on your kids.
I know.
Moral of the story.
But it's so funny how our kids were like teaming up. They were working together to like defend themselves from this little kid.
Yeah, that's funny.
But yeah, that's all, I guess, for this week in life.
So, I guess for me, the last thing I had was... It was actually earlier today, I downloaded a new app called Abitica.
Ah.
I think that's how you pronounce it, I'm guessing there. But it's an app where you can put in, like, daily tasks or, like, to-do lists. And you can assign like how often you want them to come up, right? Whether it's daily, weekly, monthly, what you can pick what days of the week, etc. And you can set up like reminders at those times too to do certain things. And if you do them, you just push a button and it gives you like, it gives your, because you have like a character that you choose, like character customization and stuff.
Yeah, you didn't and say that from you, the start.
Yeah, it gives you like gold and experience. And you get like, you do achievements and stuff, and you gain levels. And with that gold, you can like go and buy stuff from like a shop, or like you can buy gear for your character, or like pets. And I think you can even get like mounts. Mm. And you like can go fight bosses and stuff. And I know it was just, and the way you progress is like by doing these tasks, right? So it's like a way of like combining things you want to do in real life with a game to like help you and or help or encourage you to do these tasks, you know, chores or whatever, right? Because like you might put it off, you might procrastinate,
yeah,
but if you know it helps you in this game, then maybe you do it, right?
I think I like it already for you.
Yeah, and I know what I'm motivated by, right? Like it's just a little bit of extra motivation to do some things that maybe I don't normally do as often, or it might not be as likely to do, right? So I put in like some tasks of like flossing, for example, right? Because I'm not the best flosser, and I won't say when the last time I did that, but I did put one in to you know, a task of doing that. So I did floss today for the first time in a while, so I'm gonna make sure to claim my points for that. You know, I also put something in to do push-ups every day. Because I kind of stopped doing that. I was doing it a while back, but I want to get back into doing that. So I did that again today. You know, I put in like a monthly task of washing our cars. I want to get back into doing that.
Okay.
Right? So hopefully it works for me. It's obvious this is just day one. I don't know if it's going to work long term.
Oh.
But we'll see. I do want to thank Wolf, a member of our community, for sharing this and telling me about it, and that's what got me to go and check it out.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm sure I'll probably update more in a week or two on how that's going and if it's still working, and we'll see if I actually wash the cars tomorrow. Or at least one of them, maybe. We'll see.
Does it count as you, even if you bring it to the car?
Maybe. I mean, it's still taking care of it. It's still doing it, but I want to do it myself. That's the intention.
Okay.
But that's a good question, and I did think about that.
Okay. It kind of reminds me of my Finch app.
Yeah.
Only that my Finch app is more for like mindfulness and taking care of yourself versus like giving yourself extra tasks for the house. Because the Finch app is also, it has a character and you put tasks there for self-care. And if you do it, then you check it off and you get points.
Yeah, I think to me, Finch seemed more like you get pets and you like grow Finch, your pets and you feed them. Yeah. And Cloth this them. Game, Habitica, was more like you get gear and there's gold and like you fight dragons and, you know, enemies and stuff.
It
was,
yeah,
so which is more my style.
Well, it's also different. It's more like, what do you call it? It's a game and it's like a planner slash reminder, to-do list thing that we have on our phones.
Which I kind of need something like that anyways, that I can literally set these days and these times. Mm-hmm, you know, I want to be reminded to do certain things.
Yeah, and the Finch app is just more of a mindfulness thing where it teaches you to meditate, deep breaths, inhale, exhale, all that, you know? So it's totally different, but similar, I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. So are we good on going to the gaming?
Yep, let's hop over to gaming.
All right, so this week, I know I've been too tired, but I did game for a stream.
Yep, Tuesday night we did stream some Fortnite.
Yeah.
Which is fun. We're still in that Marvel season where you can get things like Captain America's shields. You can now get Iron Man's like boots. You can like fly around in. You can also get his gloves, which have like his energy blasters, you know, War Machine stuff.
Yeah.
Doctor Doom's gauntlets, which let you like shoot weird green energy blasts too, which is really good.
My favorite, Shuri claws.
Yes, you can get the Black Panther, Shuri's claws, which are pretty fun to use. So all kinds of cool items in the game right now. So definitely enjoying this age in Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got like a month left before the next season comes around. Although they'll still be changing stuff, I'm sure.
Yeah, they always add stuff. Mm-hmm.
That time.
We also started playing this game thanks to Dylan's YouTube walkthroughs of like random games, mobile games.
He likes to watch YouTubers playing like random mobile games.
Yeah.
And there's a few that he really likes to watch. And I forget the name of this one, but they were playing this game, right? And I was watching Dylan watch it because I like to keep an eye on what he's watching on YouTube.
Yeah.
I think that's important.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, the game looks kind of fun. But it was a game called We Are Warriors.
We Are Warriors.
And like, I'll describe it, and it's going to sound like a game that a lot of people have probably seen or heard of. But basically, you get like food over time, and you spawn units that just go from your camp to the enemy's camp, and they fight anything they come across like in between. Mm-hmm. It's basically kind of like a tug of war thing. You're sending troops towards your enemy base, they're sending troops towards your base, and you're kind of pushing back and forth.
Yeah.
And so Dylan was just been watching this guy play that game, and so I was like, you know what, I'm gonna download it on my phone, it looks kind of fun.
Uh-huh.
And I'll start playing it some, and I'll show Dylan like, hey, look what I'm playing. And he's gonna be like, what, you're playing that game? Like, he's gonna recognize it, right?
Yeah.
And so I did that, and he got all excited that we can play the same game that he was watching.
Yeah.
Right? And so I've been playing it on my phone. He's been playing it on his iPad.
Yeah.
And
I'm hooked on it.
Yeah. You're playing it, too. You and him are both kind of playing it together. And when you beat the opponent, you get to go to, like, the next age, you know? So, like, you start off in, like, the Stone Age, right? Cavemen or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of advance to more
farmer
present
or
like futuristic ages.
Yeah.
Right? As you go. And so it's fun. It's definitely kind of time consuming.
The ads make it time consuming.
Yeah, it does get you. It just doesn't force you to watch ads like most games do. So that's nice. But like it makes things go a lot faster if you do.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of getting to the point now where, like, it takes a really long time to progress, even while watching ads, without, like, paying real money. And I'm not going to do that,
because
it's not that good of a game. So I'm almost done with it, and I've only been playing for, like, 2 or 3 days. It was more so I just wanted to, like, show Dylan, right, that, like, we could play games that he sees other people playing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm probably close to being done with it. We'll see. What do you think about it? Anything? Any thoughts?
No, I think you mentioned that, you know, it progresses through the timeline of mankind, of humankind.
Yeah.
So I think that's basically what's making Dylan and me play it, because we want to see how the next age look, you know?
Yeah, I'm always like kind of curious, right? Because they had like the Stone Age, they had like, even had like Ice Age, you have like Egyptians,
the right? Renaissance.
Renaissance, cowboys. There's
the police
even,
age.
Police. So you can get like police officers and stuff.
Or the virtual age.
Yeah.
Which was more like lightsaber-ish.
Yeah, that one was kind of weird. I didn't know what to expect with that one. And you have like futuristic ones. There's like space age. There's like a UFO that you can get. And all kinds of like cool stuff like throughout history. And
and they always have like three unit types that you can spawn. One is like melee and one is range attack. And then another one is like a transportation kind, like...
Yeah, it depends. Not everyone fits that exactly.
Oh, really?
Most of the time it is, because that's probably what you've seen.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, each age has three different unit types that you can use, and you're trying to like kind of counter your opponent the best that you can with that. There's not a whole lot to the game.
Yeah.
Just the more you play it, the farther you get, and it's like a very slow, continual advance.
True. Whatever that could get us through the week.
Yeah, it's been a fun time waster a little bit, so.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it for gaming even, right?
Yeah.
Not a whole lot of gaming this week. We've been busy. But let's hop into the new game releases. So this last week, we had Predator Hunting Grounds release on PS5 and Xbox Series X, Kill Knight on PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X, MechWarrior 5 Clans on PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X, SpongeBob SquarePants, The Patrick Star Game on PC, PS4, PS5, Switch, and Xbox Series X, Sword Art Online, Fractured Daydream on PC, PS4, PS5, Switch, and Xbox Series X, Until Dawn, released on PC and PS5, Diablo 4, Vessel of Hatred on PC, PS4, PS5, Xbox One, and Xbox Series X, and lastly, Silent Hill 2 Remake on PC and PS5.
Wow, Until Dawn again.
Yeah, didn't we play that
game?
That's the one with like the Wendigos?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I didn't like that game. It was too...
too interactive.
One, it was like gory from what I remember.
Yeah,
and it was somewhat of a horror game. I think I would probably classify that. Not as intense as a lot of others, but...
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really like the gameplay of it, that style.
I think it
kind of like choose your own story.
Yeah, choose your own story.
It's almost like those books, right? Where it's like, if you want to do this, go to this page. If you want to do that, go to this other page.
Those are the best kind
right?
of books.
I know you like those kind of books. But like in the game, I mean, I like that you got to kind of choose your own story. But like
for me, it's
the gameplay has to be. I don't know. I'd rather like watch a movie or something than play a game like that.
Yeah, I like it, but the action part, you know, when there's an action button for
it's like push this button fast, or like move your cursor like here fast, or then if you do something in time, then your character survives kind of thing.
Yeah.
But like, that's it. Like, that's the gameplay. That's what's what like it kind of seemed like. But it's interesting. They are, I guess, re-releasing it on PC and PS5, because we played it on PS4.
Yeah, we played it before Dylan.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. And then also a Diablo 4 expansion, sounds like, which is funny because I know I've been getting commercials for that.
Yeah.
But like, I haven't really been paying attention because I don't really care for Diablo.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes sense. I guess they were probably advertising heavily because of this expansion coming out. And then a Silent Hill 2 remake. I never played any of the Silent Hill games.
I can't remember if I did. It sounds very, very familiar, but...
It's a spooky game.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah. You would probably like it.
No, I think I've probably watched either a family member play it or something. Because, okay. We love horror.
I will stick with SpongeBob SquarePants, the Patrick Star game. that will be my pick. But yeah, what about Game Pass games?
All right. New on Game Pass this week is MLB The Show 24. On Xbox Game Pass. Open Roads, also on Xbox Game Pass. Sifu, on console, PC, and cloud, and Matt Streets on console, PC, and cloud.
All right, cool. Well, Sifu is probably the only one on there that interests me. I know I also got it on PS Plus at some point, but it's good to know I could also play it on Game Pass now.
Yeah.
It's like a fighting game.
Yeah, Sifu means teacher.
Oh, in what language?
Chinese.
Oh, did you already know that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. All right, well, there you have it. Let's run through where people can find us throughout the week. You can catch us over on Twitch for our live stream on Tuesday nights at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We've noticed, especially lately, sometimes we don't get our kids down in time, so it's kind of been more like 8:30 to 9-ish. Yeah, so keep an eye out for that notification if you follow us over on Twitch. But that is over at twitch.tv/gamerparentspod. Or you can follow us on X at x.com/gamerparentspod.
Or over on Instagram at gamer_parents_podcasts.
You could check out our YouTube channel where we have audio versions of every single episode on the Gamer Parents Podcast channel. The best place to come and hang out with us would be on the Discord server where we talk about life and games all throughout the week.
Mm-hmm. The link to that is in the episode description.
So give us a like, follow, subscribe, whatever it is, wherever it is, and we would greatly appreciate it. But that is all that we have for you guys this time, so we will catch you in the next one.
Bye!